Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, April 10. Coming up, President Trump underscores the significance of U.S.-Jamaica relations, ground broken for new power plant in St. Catherine, and irrigation canals to be rehabilitated. The details after the break.
Love all Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone. And help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Now the news. United States President Donald Trump says he looks forward to working with the administration of Prime Minister Andrew Holness on bilateral and regional issues. The president made the comment during a courtesy call paid on him by Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Audrey Marks, at the White House. During their discourse, Mr. Trump and Ambassador Marks underscored the strong, long-standing friendship between the people of Jamaica and the United States of America, while noting the island's contribution in many spheres of American life. In noting the president's agenda of providing more trading opportunities for U.S. companies, the ambassador called attention to the significant trade surplus the North American country enjoys in the Caribbean. She highlighted the fact that the region is the United States' seventh largest trading partner, importing non-oil goods and services valued at over $50 billion U.S. dollars. The Jamaican envoy also took the opportunity to invite President Trump to visit Jamaica in his official capacity. Ground has been broken for the construction of a $333 million U.S. dollar 190-megawatt power plant at Old Harbor Bay in St. Catherine. The construction, dubbed the Renaissance Project, will result in the replacement of 292 megawatts of obsolete power generation equipment at the old JPS power plant with new, efficient natural gas-fired generating capacity. When complete, the plant will be the largest power plant in Jamaica and is expected to employ approximately 700 persons. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the construction of the power plant is vital to Jamaica's fuel diversification thrust and energy stability goals. He has also expressed satisfaction that a large portion of the funding for the project was sourced locally, with approximately $210 million U.S. dollars secured through a consortium of local banks.
For our capital markets, our banks, our investor community, to come out like this and give the financial backing to this project speaks volume. It says that there is a general confidence in the economy that investors are now willing to take risks.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the official groundbreaking ceremony for the construction on Friday. The power plant is slated for completion in June 2019. Meanwhile, Jamaica has moved up 74 places on the World Economic Forum's Global Energy Architecture Performance Index since 2009. In a report published March this year, the country's ranking improved from 166 in 2009 to 92 in 2017. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica's energy sector has been making steady progress, moving up 6 places since 2016.
The global energy system is often perceived as slow to change. However, it noted that since benchmark data in 2009, a number of countries have made significant improvements and have climbed the ranks, challenging the view of collective inertia. Jamaica was cited as one of the countries that has made strides in its energy sector performance since 2009.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the official groundbreaking ceremony for the Renaissance Project power plant in Old Harbor, St. Catherine. And the government is to rehabilitate several irrigation canals that have deteriorated over many years. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the first major project under this initiative, the Essex Valley Agricultural Development Project in St. Elizabeth, should start later this year. The project will be funded through a grant from the United Kingdom Caribbean Infrastructure Fund. Implementation will be managed through the National Irrigation Commission, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, and the Agro-Investment Corporation. Three other irrigation projects are being contemplated: the South Clarendon, Central St. Catherine and Kitsontown Rural Water Infrastructure Project, and the expansion of the Pedro Plains Irrigation System using the Black River surface flows. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.